Are you effectively capturing the attention of your future client the moment they first realize a problem exists? Or are you waiting until they are already comparing your competitors? The awareness stage is the true beginning of the buyer's journey, yet it is often the most misunderstood and undervalued phase. This is the moment a simple symptom transforms into a recognized need. It's when a buyer transitions from passively accepting a situation to actively looking for answers. Crucially, success in this phase does not depend on selling a product. It depends on building a community. It relies entirely on becoming the trusted source that helps the buyer articulate, frame, and define the pain point they are experiencing, as well as navigate buyer decisions. This is the delicate, essential first step of buyer research and awareness. And if you fail to show up here, your brand will be invisible when the serious purchasing decisions begin. We will explore the psychology of problem recognition and provide a data-backed blueprint for creating high-value content that establishes your thought leadership precisely when the buyer needs diagnostic guidance, not a sales pitch. The psychology of problem recognition, bridging the gap. The awareness stage is rooted in psychology. It is the recognition of a discrepancy. Something is wrong or something is missing. Understanding this initial trigger is the key to creating magnetic content. The discrepancy principle, actual versus desired state. Every buying process starts with a gap. The difference between a person's actual state, what their situation is right now, and their desired state, how they wish their situation looked. For an individual, this gap might be simple, like realizing their morning commute is too slow. For a B2B professional, the trigger is usually an organizational symptom, such as suddenly high customer churn rates, a major drop in departmental efficiency, the realization that a competitor has launched a new service due to a technology gap you possess. In this moment, the buyer is not searching for a specific vendor or solution. They are trying to give a name to the pain they feel. They search using terms that describe the symptom, not the cure. Why is our churn rate so high? Or symptoms of low marketing ROI. Your content must intercept these symptom-focused questions. The B2B trigger, symptoms of organizational pain. In the professional context, the urgency of the awareness stage often escalates because of financial or competitive pressure. The individual buyer needs a clear, defensible way to present the problem to their manager or team. Your role here is to provide that language. You must offer clarity on what the symptoms mean, explore the potential negative impact, the risk of inaction, and ultimately, help them define the true root problem. Content that successfully frames a vague issue into a concrete problem. For example, shifting their focus from "our sales are flat" to "we have a lead qualification bottleneck" is the content that wins their initial trust. This content must also subtly highlight the mounting cost of ignoring the problem, transforming the symptom from an inconvenience into a financial imperative. A buyer might recognize slow loading times, but your article must frame it as $X lost in conversion rate for every second of delay. The data-backed rule, don't expect a call. A critical mistake businesses make is pushing a product demo or sales consultation too early. Data clearly indicates that buyers do not want to hear from a sales representative when they are simply trying to understand their problem. Only 19% of B2B buyers want to connect with a salesperson during the awareness stage. This statistic is a decisive mandate for marketers. During this phase of initial buyer research and awareness, the goal must be non-committal education. Pushing a sales pitch here is not only ineffective but also actively damaging. It violates the core trust the buyer is placing in you as a reliable educator, potentially driving them to an unbiased third-party source instead. Your brand must demonstrate patience and value long before asking for a commitment. This early relationship is purely transactional. The buyer gives attention, and you offer knowledge. The 3, the content mandate, becoming the diagnostician, not the pitchman. If the goal in the awareness stage is to educate without selling, your content must be tailored to informational intent, not commercial intent. We must prioritize accessibility, clarity, and utility to meet the buyer's initial need for information. Foundational SEO, solving the what is question. The blog post remains the cornerstone of awareness stage content, providing a perfect platform for solving problem-centric search queries. Strategy. Your SEO team must optimize for long-tail keywords that focus on the symptoms and questions the buyer is actively typing into search engines. The shift. Instead of targeting best CRM software, consideration stage, target how to manage customer data silos or common reasons for sales team burnout. These long-tail keywords are inherently conversational, which naturally leads to content with high readability. The content. These blogs should use clear, conversational language, focusing entirely on the problem. They need to validate the buyer's experience, providing actionable steps they can take right now to alleviate the symptom or understand the cause. This positions your brand as a helpful expert from the very first search result and builds essential authority. Visualizing the problem. The power of infographics and video. When a buyer is in the earliest phase of buyer research and awareness, they are looking for information that is easy to consume and highly digestible. Complex technical issues can be instantly clarified through visual assets. Infographics. These are ideal for breaking down complex systems or statistics into a clear, single-view snapshot. For example, an infographic titled "The 5 Stages of Digital Transformation Failure" immediately captures attention and allows the buyer to quickly diagnose where their own process may be breaking down. They are also highly shareable, increasing your organic reach. Short videos. Explainer videos must be concise and problem-focused. The best videos for this stage often stay under 60 to 90 seconds, focusing on validating the problem and explaining the cause behind the symptom, without once mentioning a product name or feature set. They serve as excellent gateways to longer-form written content. The low-commitment educational exchange. As the buyer's initial buyer research and awareness intensifies, they will signal increasing interest by exchanging their basic contact information for more robust educational resources. This exchange must feel overwhelmingly valuable to the buyer. High-value, low-commitment assets. Ungated guides and checklists. Offering simple, printable checklists, e.g., the year-end compliance checklist, or basic introductory guides without a hard form fill increases immediate utility and goodwill. This willingness to give value away up front provides a huge psychological benefit. It frames your company as a genuine partner. Low-commitment webinars. Educational sessions focused purely on thought leadership and industry trends, e.g. understanding the 2024 regulatory changes in finance. The goal is to establish trust through expertise, not to pitch a solution. Original research, white papers, and original industry reports position your company as the source of knowledge. The effort required to conduct this research pays dividends in earned media and undisputed authority. The principle is simple. Provide immediate, measurable value for minimal effort from the prospect. This strategy builds momentum and keeps your brand top of mind as they move into the next phase. The 80-20 rule of problem-centric content. To meet the high word count requirements and establish genuine authority, awareness stage content must adhere to the 80-20 rule. 80% focus on the problem, the symptoms, the underlying causes, and the industry context. 20% focus on the transition, gently guiding the buyer toward thinking about the types of solutions that exist, not your specific solution. This depth of education is essential because 80% of business decision makers prefer to get company information from a series of articles versus an advertisement. By prioritizing long-form educational content, you fulfill this preference and organically become their go-to resource for initial buyer research and awareness. Remember, the longer the buyer stays engaged with your educational material, the more they subconsciously associate your brand with the solution to their newly defined problem. IV, measuring and guiding initial buyer research and awareness. Measuring success in the awareness stage is entirely different from measuring sales performance. Your metrics must reflect discovery, engagement, and reach, not direct conversion. The right metrics for discovery. Since the buyer is still at the top of the funnel, focus on how many people you reach and how engaged they are with your educational material. Key performance indicators, KPIs. Unique visitors and organic traffic. This measures the effectiveness of your SEO in intercepting problem-centric searches. Marketers who prioritize blogging efforts are 13 times more likely to see positive ROI due to this organic discovery. Scroll depth and time on page. Are buyers actually consuming the long-form articles? High scroll depth and time on page indicate that the content is resonating and providing the necessary detail to frame their problem. Social shares and backlinks. These metrics prove that the content is shareable and authoritative enough for others to reference, effectively expanding your thought leadership reach. Lead nurturing, from awareness to interest. While the goal is not to close a sale, it is critical to capture minimal information to begin the nurturing process. Strategy: use email signups for educational newsletters or light lead magnets, like a one-page checklist, to capture a lead. Once captured, use automated drip campaigns to send additional related educational content. This keeps your brand present as they move from recognizing the problem to defining the potential solutions. Companies that excel at lead nurturing generate 50% more sales-ready leads at 33% lower cost because they invested in this relationship early. The content must always maintain the helpful, problem-focused tone. It should feel like a guided curriculum, not a sales sequence. Aligning sales sensitivity. Finally, ensure your sales team understands the unique sensitivity of this stage. When a lead scoring system flags a prospect who has only consumed awareness stage content, the sales outreach should not be a cold call. It should be an empathetic, high-value check-in. I saw you were reading our guide on high employee turnover symptoms. I wanted to share this additional completely free resource on industry benchmarks. No pitch, just help. The goal is to provide resources that help them define the problem, not push a product. This alignment ensures that the hard-earned trust built by your marketing content is never broken by an overzealous sales approach. Training the sales team to ask thoughtful, problem-defining questions, instead of immediately pitching features, is the final and most vital step in converting buyer research and awareness into a qualified lead. V. Guiding the buyer with confidence. The awareness stage is your brand's most profound opportunity to establish authority and trust. It is the complex but essential initial phase of buyer research and awareness, where the buyer is searching for clarity, and you must deliver it. By dedicating your resources to high-value, problem-centric content, the articles, videos, and guides that diagnose the pain, you ensure that when the buyer eventually moves to the consideration stage, your solution is the only one they truly trust. You have earned the right to be in the conversation because you helped them define the problem in the first place. This demanding and nuanced approach to top-of-funnel content requires precise strategy and execution. Ready to stop chasing leads and start guiding them with foundational expertise? Aspiration Marketing specializes in crafting comprehensive, data-driven content strategies that dominate the awareness stage, ensuring your brand is the definitive resource from the very first realization of a problem all the way to conversion.